Slovakia, and the former Yugoslav Republic of Slovenia. So are Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and the Mediterranean islands of Cyprus and Malta. Ireland currently holds the EU presidency and organized the welcoming ceremonies on Saturday in Dublin. Negotiations for entry began 6 years ago. The European Union began in 1950 as a trade and economic group. The first six members were Germany, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg. Later, Britain, Denmark, Ireland, Greece, and Portugal joined. The other current members are Spain, Austria, Switzerland, and Finland. The group now deals with such issues as human rights, environmental protection, and job creation. EU members have been struggling to write a constitution. The current expansion is the largest yet and creates a single market of 450 million people. The new members will receive financial help. Supporters of enlargement call this a historic chance to unite Europe. They say it will make Europe safer, and they say it could ease expected labor shortages in EU markets. But some officials say it will be difficult for 25 countries with different histories and cultures to work together. Eight of the new members formerly had communist governments. Most have only limited experience with democratic systems and market economies. The 10 new members are much poorer than the current ones. Their membership will add only about 5% to EU production. The new members are angry at restrictions placed on the movement of workers to wealthier EU countries. Wealthy countries worry about foreigners looking for jobs and public assistance. Labor unions and others in countries like Germany, with high labor costs, worry about job losses. They fear that employers will move jobs to countries where wages are a lot lower. Wealthier countries are also not happy to have to share their EU farm support payments. The new members want guarantees they will get their fair share. Their local industries worry about the competition they will now face from other EU countries. Romania and Bulgaria are expected to join the European Union in 2007. Turkey has attempted for years to join. The issue has divided Europeans. French President Jacques Chirac said this week that Turkey is not ready yet. Mr. Chirac said Turkey probably will not be ready to join for at least 10 years. He said Turkey needs to do more to improve its human rights and justice system before it can meet the conditions for membership. In the News, in VOA Special English, was written by Cynthia Kirk. This is Bob Doty.